Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, brought to you each week by University Hospital, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Each week, we bring you doctors and other professionals who talk about diseases or conditions, programs, all kinds of topics, and generally, they're focused on people and programs available right here in Syracuse and Onondaga County. What we don't often talk about is care in outlying areas. Those rural communities north, south, east, and west of Syracuse. Many of you, our listeners, live in some of those rural communities, and as you well know, it's getting tougher and tougher to get the health care you need in your own community. So we thought you might be interested in hearing what SUNY Upstate is doing to improve that situation. In the studio this morning, I have the two people who understand the challenges and can tell us about some of the solutions, too. Dr. Andrea Mannion, Chair of Family Medicine at SUNY Upstate. Good morning, Dr. Mannion.
Good morning.
And Dr. Dave Smith, President of the University, a familiar voice. Good morning, Dr. Smith.
Good morning, Trisha. How are you?
I'm great. Okay, before we begin talking about this specific program, it was interesting as I was doing a little background research before this morning's conversation, you both have backgrounds in rural medicine. I think that sets the stage very nicely. So, Dr. Mannion, will you tell us about your experience?
I was very fortunate to work in Gowanda, New York, right after residency training in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And in Gowanda, I worked with three partners. We practiced the full scope of family medicine, from delivering babies to house calls to assisting in surgery.
You made house calls.
We made house calls. We lived in the community. We lived two blocks from the hospital.
Oh, great.
We raised our families mm-hmm. in that town, and I'm always grateful to the community and to my partners.
Oh, that's great. And now you're in the big city of Syracuse, New York.
Yeah, I'm
but
in Syracuse.
Ready to talk more about rural medicine. That's great. And Dr. Smith, what about you?
Well, I think as we've discussed before, I actually was a National Health Service Corps doctor. I was very similar to the television show Northern Exposure, but I was Southern Exposure. I was sent to Brownsville, Texas, and worked with both the Hispanic community and the migrant farm workers in that area. We lived in the community very much like Dr. Mannion. Made house calls as well to colonias and unincorporated areas to see our patients, and dealt with a lot of it, complex, both psychosocial as well as health issues, and a lot of public health issues at the time, just bad water and a lot of subtropical diseases. But obviously, as we've talked about, I think the finest experience I ever had in my academic career or professional career, because it really got us to work and understand the interaction of the family and the environment and the place with healthcare and your health.
And that is what is really important here is place. I think people grow up in an area and they want to stay in an area, but sometimes they're forced to make decisions that they wouldn't have to make if they had better resources. Would you agree? And perhaps that's at the foundation of this morning's conversation, isn't it? So talk about rural medicine. And I know you call it RMED, so I'll just tell everyone up front, if they hear you say RMED, that's what you're talking about. Talk about SUNY Upstate and rural medicine.
Well, RMED is a rural medicine education program that started in the Department of Family Medicine under the leadership of Dr. Tom Wolf in 1989.
And so this isn't new. This
No.
is something you've been doing for a while.
We've had a great deal of experience with rural medicine education.
Mm-hmm. And tell us, you're bringing in students to work in rural medicine. Tell us how that process goes.
Well, medical students self-select for this program. They're interviewed, and then they participate in a 9-month training program that spans their third and fourth year. That training program takes place in a small town in association with a rural hospital and working with a rural preceptor, a family physician.
All right. Now, let's describe what a preceptor is, because that's really pivotal to the program, isn't it? Dr. Smith, what's a preceptor?
Well, we're very fortunate. A preceptor is an individual physician, may or may not have trained at SUNY Upstate. We have both incredible individuals that have trained here, often in one of our primary care specialties, often in family medicine, but not necessarily. They could have come from another medical school or residency. These individuals are dedicated to their community, to their hospital, and to these students, and they provide the educational home and embrace these students one-on-one to really provide them with a rigorous curriculum, very similar, it has to be, with what they would get in Syracuse or Binghamton.
Mm-hmm.
But they get it in this outlying area, in a community setting, and often really have a one-to-one relationship with all the faculty that they work with. That person really coordinates the educational experience.
I see. So, in effect, it's almost like student teaching, which probably our listeners are a little more familiar with, and then they go to these areas and they learn. Tell me more about the preceptor program then, Dr. Mannion. Is this something that you can't have a student there without the preceptor, or you can't have a preceptor without the student? Which is driving which?
All the students have a preceptor. We do have some open sites.
Oh, you do?
Where there are preceptors without students. The preceptors are very carefully selected. They're volunteer faculty.
Oh, they're volunteers.
At the university. Mm-hmm. They participate in two faculty development programs each year, one in the spring that we have somewhere in the rural communities, and then also in the fall.
That's wonderful. Tell me about some of these communities and some of these students. Why is it that they're choosing to work in these rural areas where I have to think it's a little more difficult to get the resources they want, but I've got to also think it's very rewarding.
Working in a rural community is very rewarding, and our preceptors impart that value to our students. For example, in the towns of Canandaigua, Geneva, Cortland, Pulaski, Potsdam, those folks, those men and women who are preceptors, are very committed to the communities, and they share that with the students. And then the students are in turn valued by the community. Let me tell you about the students' experience.
Okay, that'd be great.
In the RMed program. While they're there in that 9-month period, the students complete clerkships in family medicine and also in surgery, where they're first assisting rural surgeons. They also complete surgical subspecialties and radiology while they're there.
All in the span of 9 months.
In the span of 9 months.
That's a busy 9 months they have, isn't it?
And then, again, we can use an example of a particular student. Her name is Dara Wright from the town of Cobleskill, where she attended her first 2 years of college at SUNY Cobleskill, was accepted early decision to Upstate Medical University, finished college at Binghamton University, came to Upstate, was an RMed student, placed at our Potsdam site with Drs. John Dewar and Sandy McCloy in Potsdam. Dara is now a second-year resident in family medicine here at our residency program at St. Joseph's Hospital.
That's fabulous. And now, what are you hoping she will do? Will she go back to Cobleskill, or what are you hoping she's going to do with that?
Well, I know Dara's considering going back to Cobleskill, possibly joining her former preceptors in Potsdam, or possibly joining our faculty and helping us to continue to lead and expand the RMed program.
Oh, that's a wonderful story. It's great to hear about that. Dr. Smith, tell me what you're hoping is going to happen with the program. I know that it's been going on for a long time, but is there a renewed emphasis here, or are you sending it in a different direction? Tell me where you're going with it.
Well, there is a renewed interest. You know, with Dr. Mannion's experience and certainly her energy and motivation, I think we have an opportunity to really respond to this collision of realities that we're seeing, this large expanse of geography, a third of the size of New York State and beyond. The fact that there is a credible need in these communities, rural as well as some little larger cities. You know, even the First Lady, Mrs. Spitzer, has really galvanized some thought process around what we should be doing in these rural areas. Certainly the economic development issues, the concerns of flight of youth. And here we have an opportunity with a program that was started at Upstate to build upon it. In fact, specifically, we're looking to grow it by 50%.
50%? That's how many students would that be then?
Well, currently we have, on average, somewhere between 8 to 10. We would like to see 20 per year in this program. We'd like to see more recruitment targeting these communities to get them to come to Upstate Medical University.
So these would be students who are in those communities now.
That's correct.
Would come to Upstate, learn what they need to learn, and take that back to their community.
Exactly. You know, we want them to begin to think in their middle school and high school about opportunities like this, working with their counselors and other people in the community, talking to the doctors in their community about it. And then, of course, looking at doing things like Dr. Wright has done, is to connect through their university, get interest in Upstate Medical University, obviously then commit hopefully to go back and serve the population of which they grew up in. Again, I think the excitement is the value these communities place upon these students. The university has recently added about $250,000 to this program annually in a commitment, and we're working with Albany to see if we can't get some additional state resources to expand this further. This is really our way, I think, to give back to this region and deal with this collision of realities, this large geography expanse that we see, and the fact that we have a shortage of health professionals. I think it's sort of our duty, if you will, for Upstate Medical Center to grab this challenge that we have.
Included in your collision of realities is the fact that you have an aging population in a lot of the rural communities too, don't you? And I know we've had Dr. Brangman here talking about a shortage of geriatricians, and that's what you're talking about, isn't it, in family medicine?
Well, you're covering everything from soup to nuts. I mean, you're having everything from birth all the way to geriatrics, and it's an incredible opportunity to make a difference in a community. You know, these students get called in the middle of the night by the surgeon to go into the emergency room to deal with a tractor injury or something. I mean, they're hooked at the hip with these incredible mentors. Mm-hmm. And what we find, interestingly enough, is that these students on the national testing that we do for medical students score as well or in some cases even better than national standards. Of course, we believe all students at Upstate Medical University are above average when it comes to doctors. Mm-hmm. But these students demonstrate that these skill sets and the experience that they glean from these rotations are really second to none.
Well, tell me who makes the perfect student for this kind of program, because what I'm hearing from you is it's got to be somebody who is not only an excellent medical student, but also somebody who has interest in a wide variety of kinds of medicine. But Dr. Mannion, who is your perfect student?
Well, Tricia, that's a great question, and we've looked very carefully at that, and we've been learning from other models around the country. The perfect student is a student who's grown up in a rural community, who upon interviewing at the medical school is equally qualified to all the other medical students and expresses an interest in returning to the rural community as a physician, as a family physician, or a surgeon. We're seeing shortages of family medicine doctors as well as surgeons in rural communities.
Excellent, excellent. If those students are interested, who do they get in touch with?
Well, I think, first of all, they can talk to their counselors. There is a program called the Area Health Education Centers that are positioned in Watertown and Cortland. Mm-hmm. You can certainly connect and online to look at Area Health Education Centers. We call them AHECs.
Right.
Additionally, you can go online at Upstate Medical University and get information about the RMED, the Rural Med Program, mm-hmm. Just by going on to Upstate Medical University website mm-hmm. and eventually click through to the Family Medicine Program.
Absolutely.
A lot of opportunities here. We certainly need to see more New York students and more rural New York students becoming doctors and physicians for all of us.
Very good. Well, Dr. Mannion and Dr. Smith, thank you so much for coming by this morning. I think our listeners have learned a lot about rural medicine. Hopefully, we'll find some perfect students for you, and we'll know about the future of this program. We hope you'll come back and tell us more.
Thank you very much.
We would enjoy it.
And listeners, we do need to take a break, but we'll be back in just a few moments, so please stay with us. This is University Hospitals HealthLink on air on 570 WSYR.